if it is Ibrahim, if it's Beshbeir. But if it's Bikapapres, so then we don't apply the Aloha or fear of equation of Azalei. But a contrapute, so we do apply the Aloha of fear of equation because he says Gudachis. But Rav Elazar Azariah is really kind of thing of Gudachis. So even Rav Elazar Azariah is made it. In the case where there is no way of entering the upper level mikveh, except via the lower level mikveh, and there is continuity of water, of course. If there is no continuity of water, then even Rav Yehuda will not say that it's considered one mikveh. Suppose you have an upper level mikveh, and then you have a lower level mikveh, and there is a neutral zone that without any moisture, without any water. So then, even Rav Yehuda will be made there, that we cannot consider the mayim in the upper level mikveh, miura with the mayim in the lower level mikveh. It's only when there is continuity of water. So Rav Yehuda says, we say gudachis, and the Rav Elazar is chilek. Mashenke, if it's pokat, if it blocks the access to the upper level mikveh, so that the only way of entering the upper level mikveh is by entering the lower level mikveh, and then get into the upper level mikveh, that unifies the two mikvahs into one mikveh. But it's possible that only in this case, where the mayim in the upper level mikveh, which is the mikveh sheor, is safe leirei remato, mashein kein in the other way, so they're not. Yes?
I'm just confused as far as the din of gudachis here, because I thought gudachis normally is just an extension of mechitza.
That's another aloche, that's aloche of gudachis mechitza. But this is aloche of gudachis of mikveis, of iru v'mai. It has nothing to do. It's just because we use the same two words, but it's two separate aloches. There is aloche of gudachis mechitza, and there is aloche of gudachis in iru mikveis.
So when can we apply gudachis as far as mikveis is concerned? Just as far as
long as mikveis?
Yeah, not
if there is continuity of water. Continuity of water.
That's so not the only requirement?
What?
That's the only requirement?
So then we consider that the upper level water and the lower level water are mechubar and miurav together. Only if there is continuity of water. But if you have an upper level mikveh and the lower level mikveh, and in the middle you have a neutral zone, without any water at all, there is no continuity of water, then they do not become into one mikveh. Only when there is continuity. Alright. Now the Rash and Mishneh of Amen Echnesesle, Mechavre Shokshomi, Habakiva Machshe, Chosoda Adin Shleishes Lugimayim Shunim Pesles HaMikveh, Elohim Kematil Mikveh Mikuyecho, Umimokimecho, Rimutek Sus, ויצרת וחכמים פייסלי וכסברי וגימו קיילים מצטר. So we have here a machlekes between Rav Akiva and the Chachom. According to Rav Akiva, when does Gimu Lugin pasal in Mikveh? Only in the Gimu Lugin were dominant, were poured from one kid. But suppose you poured Gimu Lugin from three different keilim, one look from this one, and one look from this one, and one look from this one. Even though from the three kelim you spilled at the same time simultaneously. So then it doesn't pass the mikveh. Why does it make a difference? The answer is, since the whole psul of Gimu Lugi is mitarabono, so memele the chachomim only passed it. Only passed it when you pour it according to Rav Akiva, when you poured it from one kelim, not if you poured it from three or from two, even from two, so it's not possible. A chachomim pasel, but the chachomim, if the chachomim, the only pasel, if you pour the gimel lugin from three kelim, suppose you pour the gimel lugin from four kelim, five kelim, six kelim, even four, it doesn't pass. Only three kelim. So, this Chachomim Peislin, because Sabre Begimu Geli, Keli Mistav, Chachomon Yesev Ben Cheli. I mean, the Rabbonon here in the Mishneh, that's the, are expressive of the view of Yisus ben Chaimi in Tmura, the Sefer Kabbalah in Tmura, the Yomar Bishnayim Ushleisha Kerem Peitlens Amikre, the Abor Bechamisha Kerem Ein Peitlens Amikre, the Yikir Abor Hosom Bat the Adah Chacham, who are even more Machmir, who pass the Mikveh even if it was spilled into the Mikveh from 4 kilim, from 5 kilim, and without limit in 10 and 100 kilim too, you see. So, ויקר אבון הוסום לאמר אפילו בעבור וחמישה כאלה פייס למסמיק והוד יתנן הוסום אין המים שורים פייס לסמיק ולרחש בי ומפורש לפחל בי וייסים וחיינם הבמות של הסנויה מסליס נהוכה ואין לרבון אני אלו ניחו אל הסוי הפרייסל ושניסקה שומתן שימתן ובנים אותן ושומש מחלקת גדולו רב עקיבא וייסים וחייני ורבון עומדי הוסום or Yisim Bechayim and Rabbonim Dehache of this Mishneh and Rabbonim Dehosom. So there are three days Tanoim, three Shittes Tanoim. One Shittes Tanoim is, like Rav Akiva is the biggest rate here, that Gimel Lugin Pasul Mikveh only if it is poured from one Kele, not if it is poured from two or three. And then the Shittes of Yisim Bechayim or Rabbonim Dehosom of our mission, who say even if the Gimurugin are dumped into the mikveh from three kelim simultaneously, as long as it's simultaneously from three kelim, so it's still possible, but from four kelim, even if it's dumped simultaneously, it's not possible. And then there is Rabbonon Ditmure, who say that even if they are dumped from 4 kilim, from 5 kilim, without a limit. I mean, as long as it's done simultaneously at the same time, so it's still possible. Oh, now, then, אינו מצטרף ואוכל יחיל שנופלו תשוקע במים ותו ישנופל ראי שיבה הורו בישלי שלו במים שובים מגריח עוד משניים בישלי של מצטרף מדל ידי מצטרף because Israel was misaking that the Balkeri is also in the tail that the corner became bottle because it was not mispashed to Rivatzibo, it's Riochlo Rivatzibo Amibo, so today Balkeri is mutabit filo, he is mutabit vritero. But for a certain time before the Takone was misbatel, so it was also for Balkeri to study Torah or to be mispalel or to say Triashma. So the aloche was that even while the Takone says there was an effect. Today it's not an effect, the Takone says. But even as long as Takone says there was an effect that the Balkari was also with the Torah, but there was a certain leniency, a certain kule, Rigabe Yenotum Cholush. It doesn't mean that the Chile who is sick or find the bed. Someone who is not in the best of health, for whom Tfile would be a hardship. So Ezra was misakei, that if he's a chere, he's a chomosh, so then instead of being teveil in the mikveh of memsor, he can pour tes kabi mayim, so upon himself, mayim shuvim, and also be mutabid leteirom mitvim. So he says, מקרי יחוד משניים משלי שמסתר לא בואים מסתר בעוקר יחיל שלא פלור אופתי שוקע במים ויתוי ישנו פלור ראי שבעברו בישלי שלו למים שובים מקרי יחוד משניים ומשלי שו מצטרפי מדלת אין מצטרפי so from three kelim so it's mitzuret מדלת אין מצטרפי אורי תשוקע במים ותוי כמי שמייסי Tannibal tiene hele schavuti, die kan mijn teuer, waarom die nog zo'n din sine, aber loi bit wille, waar spiele maast is niet mit leuchen schneiden in Himmel, bis manche maast wascheni, als we jabsi kovischei, mit staubin, mit abo, eini staub. Wie geen teuer schenok, vooral de ischi wal, wo ik Himmel moet in mijn schuh, wie kein mohon die pensel, sagt Trummel, für die kamen die Schabe ins, dachte, mit Himmel moet in ebse, wo loi da abo. Oh, spammel, program, wo in, bis man, שלום ישחבים לרבס. אבל ישחב לרבס, החלקות עם חלשון לא ישחבים לשלי שלוקים. נאו, ישחב לרבס, there is a מחלק עשרה שם. We mentioned it last time, we went over these mishnes with the Rabbi Matanor. So, there is מחלק עשרה שם. As to the פשט in ישחב לרבס. The Rab explains, עמית וקוי, שלו נסחבי להי סיפולו כדי להרביז במים. And that's the Rambam, שאני בסיוסף says, that's the Rambam. Even though the Rambam is not so explicit, but it is so understood that the Rambam's shot in נסחבי לרביז means if the kavone of the person who dumps מים שובים in the mikveh is that there should be an abundance of water in the mikveh. An abundance of water in it. So then, what is an abundance? Because every mikveh, even though it's not zeichel, but in the course of a long time, it will leak out. It's almost impossible to have a mikveh, that it will not leak out in the course of time. Every mikveh, because the floor, the ground of the mikveh, naturally absorbs some water. So anyway, if you are going to have a mikveh mitzumtzemes, so in due course you will not have a mikveh mitzumtzemes. For two reasons. First of all, a little bit of water is always leaks out. Always leaks out. And it couldn't become possible machmas schile, because it's a schile shirin geres, we'll learn that. And then, if you have a mikveh mitzumtzemes, so every time a person immerses himself in the mikveh, So some water remains on his body. Some melee. Bisman shel ischave, abon ischave le rabbe is a kon for Rambam. And the Rambam no means. But if the kavone of the person is that there should be an abundance of water, so that it will never be chasid, to be sure. That he, in spite of the number of people, of the numerous people who will be tabling the mikveh in the course of time, and they'll carry away many drops of water, so there should always remain enough water in the mikveh. That's the pshat of the Rambam. But the Rabbi Tur and Rabbi Yeruchem, they explain Nischav Rabbis in a different sense. Nischav Rabbis means במדרום אמורים בזמן שלא נסחב לרבס. That means, if let's say, Ruben poured in, now, on Sunday, a book of water. Then, on Monday, he again poured in another book of water, sure. And then on Tuesday, he again poured in another look of Mayim Shuv. So it doesn't pass. When does it pass? If from 3K, if it is done simultaneously. Bisman she'yischil ha'sheni, actually posak ravishi. But if it's not simultaneously, so then it doesn't pass. Even from the end. So v'amed v'amamurim bisman she'lim ischav l'ra'atz. If let's say Ruben, when he poured in on Sunday one look of Mayim Shuvim, he had no intentions to follow it up one day and Tuesday by dumping in another look. On Sunday he had no intentions of dumping in on Monday and Tuesday two more looking. But then Monday he decided, it was a new decision. If let's say when he poured in on Sunday, one look of Mayim Shuvim, he had the intention on Monday to pour in another look, and on Tuesday to pour in another look, so he quoted the Chol HaShonah Mitzdaf and Shlish Lugin. Even if, let's say, he will, every day, he will pour in, let's say, very little water of Mayim Shuvim, but his machshov is to follow it up every day, a little bit. So even if it will be every day, it will be, he'll pour in only a quarter. But that was his machshove b'tchilo, Sarit Masad machshove b'tchilo, that every day he'll pour in a quarter. So maybe in the course of 365 days, so there will certainly be gimurugim. So then it passes. As long as that was his original intention, that's the pshat of the Torah and Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Rash doesn't say Bizman shel Nischav l'Rabbi is amik v'koy. What does it mean Nischav l'Rabbi? He doesn't say. So the Rash pshat could be like the Rambam's and it could be like the Torah Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't say. Kute midomet his name. Did b'chol hashon ulipo basachas ki kute achi hishlo mikhamo bom gimulut in peis lamik. Kanye b'ti said. Gimulugim b'mikve. Gimulugim. במקווה, וכן לבעל קרי של אופו אופתי של קבי, מים, ביטוי של אופו הרבה איש, לא רובי, גימו מוגי מים שאובים. Now, the one of the gzeres of the Chestopo was that if a tvoye or ביטוי is נופו, על רי של לא רובי, גימו מוגי מים שאובים, so then it becomes possible to be תרומו. Why would the Chachom be sacking for a special reason? Because many of the mikvoyes did not have clean water. So when they came, so many times when they came, was stable in the mikveh in order to be allowed to eat chumot because he was tamei, and the mikveh happened to be filthy water, so in order to clean himself, so after the immersion in the unclean mikveh water, he immersed himself in Mayim Shuvim, clean Mayim Shuvim, in a real mitzvah. Or he took a shower, so he poured upon himself in order to clean out the dirty water of the mikveh. Now as far as Tarim mikveh is concerned, there is no halacha that if the water in the mikveh is dirty, that it's not mitaya, it is mitaya. But people wanted to clean themselves of the dirty water of the mikveh, so after they purify themselves from the tumah in the unclean mikveh water, they either immerse themselves in Mayim Shuvim in the bathtub, or they took a shower, they poured, that's not for Aureshi, Aurebe, they took a shower in order to cleanse themselves. So the ignorant people, they saw that this person, on one hand, he immerses himself in unclean water, and then after that, he immersed himself in clean Mayim Shuvim. They didn't know the halachas, so they thought, I mean, they applied their own logic, and they said, it's not the mikveh water that enables the person to partake of the tumah. It's the clean Mayim Shuvim. So that was a mikshah. So because of that, the Chachomim were misakeh, that if it will yay, was stable in Mayim Shuvim, or even a Toya Gomor is not for our Reche, Val Rube, Mayim Shuvim, so he becomes post Lech Mitruma in order to dispel that erroneous impression that the real thing that is enables say Tome to eat Mitruma is immersion or taking a shower in Mayim Shuvim. So he says, Gimulugim b'mikveh v'chein lebal kere shenofu lofti shokav imayim v'toy shenofu alvei shvaldo b'gimulugim mayim shuvim ab'yeis v'chein imei mikleyachon mitzdaf v'chein mishnayim v'migimu avu ma'aboy mitzdaf bo b'mayim shuvim chus m'roshe et v'iso chus m'roshe et v'iso. So Rebeleza mitayeya, the boy makes a correction here. Rabbi Leza Mitayeya, the Chachomim Emrim, Afu Ribo Elavei Shehu Be'i Yistom. So, suppose Now, the halacha is that if someone is stabling himself in Mayim Shuvim, so it will really be stabling himself in Mayim Shuvim, so then it becomes possible after the form. So suppose he was stable in Mayim Shuvim, the Tvoyim was stable in Mayim Shuvim, but one finger was above the level of the Mayim Shuvim. So the Bezal is mitai. In other words, just as regard to Tvoyim, if he told me he's stable in the Mikre, and they will keep one finger above the level of water, or let's say a woman is stable in Tvoyim Lemidosa, but if she doesn't make sure that all the hair of the women and her head are immersed in the water, if one hair will protrude above the top level of the water, so the tefillah is no tefillah, she remains in it. That's the halacha in tefillah of me. In other words, if let's say one finger or one hair will protrude beyond the top level of the water, so it's nothing. So it's no tefillah. So Reb Lezer says, now the Goyim may correct it, he says Reb Lezer mitai. So Reb Lezer says the same concept applies to the Rabbono, that if it will yeim is stevel in my Shuvim, so then it becomes possible Echo Bitrume. So only if you were stable completely, but suppose one finger was protruded beyond the mikra level, so then it doesn't become possible Echo Bitrume. And when Chachomim say, Chachomim, Apu bo Reishe Lehu Beitam, Bo Reishe Yavoloi Rubei, Rubei Yavoloi Reishe, Oy Shebo Reishe Lehubei, Bein Min Maimo, Bein Min Atzad, Istoi. Bein Min Maimo, Bein Min Atzad, Istoi. Hachi Yobei Rubei Vereishe Kidark. In other words, when does it become possible? Milechel Bitrumo, if it really immerses himself in Mayim Shurim, in the natural way, how does a person take a dip? He bends down like this, but suppose he will dunk himself, his head first, and then the rest of his body. That's not, except if it's intended as a sport, but then that's not the natural way of dipping oneself in water. So then, if it's not done the natural way, so then it does not become possible after the
The Chachamim here hold it would be matari unless Lobo Ella.
No, we are talking of someone who is already toy. But there is a special takonis Chachamim that as a result of immersing himself in the mikveh becomes possible.
No, but here words, he took the shower and then it wasn't Ruvo or Rosh of Ruvo, so the just like the Gra had the gears, so Rabbi Elazar was matari, not matami, but the Rosh learns he was matami, so the Chachamim.
It's not to do with the gross correction here there is no correction. So he says, so the Tosefta says it has to, in order to become possible only if he does it in the natural way, but if he does it in a non-natural way, let's say with his head down, he turns himself over and with his head first and then the feet become immersed, that's not a natural way of dipping. When you dip, so first you stand in the water and then you bend down, so the legs and the rest of the body of the person is immersed first and then he bends down the head. But suppose he dips himself that way, that's not a natural way, so then it doesn't become possible after the time. Insofar as Tahare of Itomei is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. As long as the whole body is immersed in the water at the same time, it doesn't make any difference whether he does it in a natural way or he does it in a non-natural way, so he becomes Toya. But in regard to the Psul de Rabbono Lech Bitruma, that's one of the Chesdomo, so only that was the Takonis Chachamim. Only if he dips himself, he immerses himself in the mind showing in a natural way, but not if he immerses himself in a non-natural way. The actual explainment. Chachamim name Rafu, Yibor Lareshi Merubi Tomi, Boreish Avol Merubi, Rubi Avol Lareshi, Oish Boreish Merubi Ben Yomayo Ben Atzatoya, Hachin Yobe Reishi Merubi Kidarki. In other words, even though he was already tayveh from the Yizei Tvoyei, what did Tvoyei mean? Tvoyei means he was tameh, then he immersed himself in the mikveh. So he's tayveh, but in order to eat mitrumo, he has to wait for the absence. But he's already tayveh. So it's a strange situation. Who tayveh abeiteh? In other words, he already was tayveh. He was already tayveh himself. And what are his tayveh? So, Staloch is not meyo bitimu. Harei zeimei, atimani bitimeisi. Toyo shenofu aurenshi laurube gimu lungi mayushuri. Tomei shenofu aurenshi, avuwe aurube. Aurube, avuwe aurenshi, aurenshi laurube. Bin umayo bin matza toya. Ajinipu aurenshi laurube, kitaaki. Miksoshu shurim, miksoshu shurim, o shenofu zirri yayin basho, holof toya. Ajinir kulom shurim. ואפילו תויה ואין תויה, ומית מי ותימו, הרי זה אם התימני ביתי, תימני, מית מו ביתימי, מית מו ביתימי, not מית מי הוא. It doesn't mean that water become, so the Goyen corrects here, it shouldn't be given as מית מי הוא, because מית מי הוא might imply that water become contaminated. The water do not become contaminated, but מית מו, מית מו, Nitmo vitime, in other words, he becomes posel melacho bitrumo, and when he touches others, so he is mitami others. Nitmo vitime, harizeim atimani mitimeisi, Rabbi Yishmoel Eumir, hatheirim toi, umayim bimokim shoso, shom mushkin kimayu, uifsele sagu, bishay serevinis, We also say Satirim Kitmein, Mokim Shall also Sham Ashkim Kimanim, Lipsil as Agbio, Shlei Shalugim, and Zim Shall also Satirim Kitmein. So Rabbi Shmuel says that when does a Toya become Tome, if he immerses himself in Mayim Shuvim, only if the Mayim Shuvim are Mayim Tmein. But if the mind shuv, if my mind tell him, they do not pass him milachu b'tum. So he says, "Uma ibimokim shoso shom mushkim kimali luifsel esagu b'shei serviz." Because one of the interesting words that if Victoria drinks a reviz of mushkim kimali, he becomes posel milachu b'tum. That was also one of the takones of the interesting. So there it doesn't make any difference whether the Torah ate water tmei or other mashkim, let's say chol of the shiva mashkim that are mikabel tumei. Not every liquid can be mikabel tumei, but the shiva mashkim that are mikabel tumei. So Rabbi Shmuel deduces in Kavachena, I mean the whole drosh is in Asmachte, because the whole din is in the Rabban. So he says, Rabbi Shmuel deduces by way of Asmach bin Kavachim, Umayim bimokim shoso shomashki, kimayim nifsle sagu. Because vis-a-vis the aloche, that chase a mashkin tmei, is possible to have a truma, becomes a shame. So vis-a-vis that aloche. So we do not distinguish between water and hollow or shemen or yayin. Any one of the shiva mashkin. So if one is sheise mashkin tmeim, so then he becomes posel, becomes a sheini, he becomes posel, mirecho mitrume. So we sheise reviz, lo yose satirim kitmeim. So there we say, only if he came a toy, was sheise mashkin tmeim, not if he was sheise reviz of mashkin tmeim. So of course he doesn't become posel, mirecho mitrume. So in regard to the psul of Toya Shetovar Bimayim Shuri, so there we say only Tovar Bimayim Shuri, but suppose he was Tevei, Gimulugi, Guanoflua, Al Reishi, Al Rubei, of Cholof Shuri, or Yayim Shuri, so he doesn't become possible after the problem. So that means what is more chomor? The psul, the rabbonon, for a toya she shoso mashkin mei is more homo than the pseud rabbonon of noflu al reishay val hugay kimud of the manshuri, because in respect to the psul of sheise mashkin mei, so it applies not after to mayim but to show mashim also mashaking the psul of noflu al reishay val hugay kimurugin, that applies only to mayim. So the psul of sheise mashkin mei is more homo than the psul of Nofla al-Reishay Dimulugim Shuvim. So if in regard to the psul that is Mochom, we say only if in Sheise Mashkin Pneim, not Mashkin Teirim, so it's kind of a hammer. In regard to the psul of Nofla al-Reishay Dimulugim Gimulugim Shuvim, only Gimulugim Shuvim Pneim, my Pneim, not Gimulugim Shuvim, my Teirim. This is what he said. Mokim Shlozo Shom Ashkim Kimai Yish Tzad Vio Vio Lukin Dish Ozatirin Kimai Hei Shiva Vyeisi Akhirami Mikli Yechiyach Shalos Li Shom Ashkim Kimai Vio Sobin Tehri Kimai Hei Shifre Baldi Vyeisi Akhirini Loi Marbe Mikve Shalo Yoso Goy Esat Tzvuri Tehra Biguf Shalo Sobin Esat Tzvuri. Now, so the Rash explained Pirish Magoy Misav Umaslit Rabi Yisrachim Rabi Yisi ולכן, כפרישיס, בו ראש ורובי ביטוי שלו פה ראש ורובי, תרי מילוני, דיבור הנטרויה שגוזרו לו בביה אוי בנפילה, ביטוי הנטוי הגובר של גוזרו לו אלו בנפילה, אבל ביה לי, ביטאי פרשי פרקם לשעץ. נראות, אקצ'ולי, יתחס גובר להתות ספר את הקונס. וואו תקונה וואלס, in respect to not for our reishay gimulugim in mayim shuvim. Not for our reishay valhubi gimulugim mayim shuvim. What does it mean? Not for, not for means like taking a shower. So, in other words, if, so, if he took a shower in mayim shuvim, even if he is a toyer gomo, because there are two kinds of him. There is a toyer who is a tvuyeh. Tvuyeh means he was toyeh, but he immersed himself in a mikveh, so he became toy. But the sun didn't set it. Let's say, suppose someone was a tummy. He was a tummy mess. And this is the seventh day. This is the seventh day. It's the seventh day. So he immersed himself before Shkir Zachamot. So he became toy. But he cannot be Echubitrumo until the sun sets. So until the sun sets, until Erev Shemesh, he is called Tvuyeh. Tvuyeh means someone was Tomei, but he was already table himself, so he purified himself from the Tomei, but he still has to wait for Erev Shemesh. That's called it Tvuyeh. And then there is another type of Toya, a Toya Gomo, who never became Tomei. Who never became Tomei. When we say he never became Tomei, it doesn't mean he never became Tomei. Even if he became Tomei, but he already was retired himself in the mikveh and the Erev Shemesh took place, so he's also called the Toyo Gomo. So there is a difference between a Toyo Gomo and a Tvuyeh. Vis-a-vis a Toyo Gomo, so he only becomes Poslech of the Tvuyeh if it's not true, Gimu Mugim Shuvim, Al Reishim Al Rubim. In other words, if he took a shower. But suppose he immersed himself, that's called Zifilin. But suppose he immersed himself in Mayim Shuvim, he immersed himself in a bathtub, that's Mayim Shuvim, so then he doesn't become Poslech of the Tvuyeh. But vis-a-vis Tvuyeh, so he becomes Poslech of the Tvuyeh in two ways. Either by Zifilin, if he takes a shower in Mayim Shuvim, that's not for our Reishim, Mayim Shuvim. That means if he takes a shower. So the water, when Nefila means that the Mayim Shuvim fall on him, Bia means that he immerses himself in the Mayim Shuvim. Let's say if he immerses himself in the water in the bathtub. See, it's Mayim Shuvim. You filled up the bathtub with water and then he immersed himself. Reishim Rube, he immersed himself in the Mayim Shuvim. So, in connection with with beer. So only if it will, Yehim was born in Mayim Shuri, immersed himself in Mayim Shuri, he becomes Posel Echol B'Tomei. But in connection with Nefile, not only if it will, Yehim immersed himself in Mayim Shuri, even if he took a shower, if it's not for our Reishi Rauhub in Mayim Shuri, he also becomes Posel Echol B'Tomei. In other words, that regarding Tfuyei, it's more homo than a Toyogom. Toyogom becomes possible a bit more only out of the Nefile, not out of the beer in my Shuri. And the Tfuyei can become possible a bit more in two ways, either through Nefile or through beer in my Shuri. Why were the Chachomim more machmir in respect to Tfuyei than in respect to Itoyo Gomo? Because what was the business for the Chachomim or Misaki? That if somebody is not Waureishi, Waurube, Bayu Shuri, it comes possible Hutono because of the situation. Because many people who were capable for the Tume, so they wanted to get rid of the dirty water, so they used Mayim Shuri in pouring upon their bodies. They took a shower. So most people who cleansed themselves, who wanted to clean themselves of the filthy water of the mikveh, so they used the method of Nefilas Mayim Shuri rather than Bir Misir Mayim Shuri. One second. So because of that, the Chachomim were machmir in respect to being, to Nefile, more than in respect. So the Chachomim were machmir in respect to Nefile, more than in respect to being, Misir Mayim Shuri. Because Nefile, not while Reishay, Virubi Mayim Shuri, was more commonly used than Bir Misir Mayim Shuri. But in respect to Itfuyei, since that was done usually by Itfuyei, because who resorted to this method of purifying himself from the dirty water of the mikveh? Those who were tainted themselves. And when they were tabled themselves, so they were tabled themselves before Erev Shemesh, and then they waited for Erev Shemesh. So it was usually done by people who were tfuyei, not by people who were already tailing mil. Tailing mil means after Erev Shemesh. So because of that, so in respect to tfuyei, the Chachomim puzzled even Bir Misir Mayim Shuri. But in respect to Itoyo Gomo, they only puzzled one who was not for our Reishay Valhubi Manju. 1 second. So, Trainuri, Dibor Hanetfuye, she goes all of be away in Philae. Vitoya Hanetoyo Gomo, she goes all of in Philae. I will be away. Vitaye Pirashi to come to Shabbos, but this is the reason. Bin Mayo bin Matatoyo, the Moki Lachodin, and Dani Kidaki, and she couldn't show me the Zerashachom. Timani with the Maisi, Behamu in Yoni Mashikun, he said the poem, Saraspore, Kasabi Tashmi, Mitailin Toyo, the Mamai Shuin Tailin, we go to our year, Loy be beer, the Loy be in Philip. Whose shite is that? That's a small shite, but we don't pass by. Leave the Zagrio, the not for coming looking in Shomashki, or she borrowed the woman in Shomashki, we need so goofy. And indeed, shall we also have an idea which is not for Shavuah and Kikmei? Did that Kikmei impress me over it here? Acharon in the base hall. Mikve Yechiyah, then Shomashki in Paisley is Mishlish Bukin. Ushlish my Yishuv in Tehil in Paisley is Kikmei. Hatzipuri. So what did he say? So he said, Hei Shifreda Odin Rahabi Yisa Acharon. Lo Yim Amar Tobi Mikve, shall we also be Yasa Tzvuri? Tema Begub, she also be Asipur. So that's the Gios of the Rash. Now, how does he explain? That's a Purim, Ababui Shomayim. Kmo Yerin Se Tzipra Bimayim Amitzi, Misach Machshir. Kleina, ובמקווה הלוסה הציפורים כמיים, ולחשובים כמיים ליטרו בהם, ולכך נפסל בתארים שובים כתמי, ולכך נפסל בשם כתמי, טבע בגוף שעושה ביעשה ציפורים כמיים, ואיבו רשע ורובי בציפורים, ושלי שמות עם ציפורים, נופלו לו נפסל גופי כמיים. So now we say, according to that Gerson, it is Hefte. So there is a big chiddush that if somebody is stomach, and you know, sometimes you find in water on top certain bubbles, that's really air spaces. So suppose parts of his body, let's say, a portion of his finger, of the one who's stable, will be immersed in those bubbles, in those abhabrays, so then the tefillah will not be. So this is what Rebbe said. So he says, "Can not be mikvah losa tzipurim imayim, kimayim, then nachshonim kimayim nivro ben. You cannot be tangled in the bubbles. Uitach nifzal b'teirim, shemitikmeim, teima b'guv, she'osa b'ligabi the psul of mayim shurubim, that it becomes possible. So even if part of the goof was immersed not in the water itself, but in the bubbles, he will still become possible. Suppose all the shloishalugim consist of bubbles. And sometimes even when you take a shower, you'll find certain bubbles. Suppose those bubbles will fall on you, even if all the gimlugim consist exclusively of bubbles of water, so it will still become possible miraculum. Nipsul gubig mai. So that means that if a tummy is stable in a mikveh and part of the water consists of bubbles, so the tefillah will not be able. So he says, ומיהו כושר מפרשי מזרוחים, תריה, דחור של תחילס בריוסי מן המים, מדבירו מי, וממקווה שכולם יהפכו שין אדומים, מדבירו מי. In other words, there is a loche, that anything, even though it's not water, but if it is produced by water, sometimes, you know, certain, you know, in the yam, you find certain skins of fishes. So suppose you are table in the yam and part of your roof becomes covered up with certain skins of fishes in the yam. So you can be table. Anything that is briyose, bisei chamayim, so he's stable there. I mean, once I was involved in a certain shower, a certain woman who had a brain tumor, and miraculously, I mean, the operation was successful, and she was able to live. I mean, it was a miraculous operation. Anyway, but the doctors told her that she cannot moisten her head. Impossible, it's a constant process. She cannot moisten her head. Now the question arose, how can this woman go through it? In other words, if she'll put a plastic covering on her head, you know, so that will be a chitze. So the only solution was to make something like a plastic, but not plastic. Something like a plastic to be made out of the skin of a fish. And it was done. Because there are a number of shilas like that. So in other words, because since it's priyosim namayim, so it hasn't been like mayim itself. That's the halacha. So anything that is priyosim is a chamayim. So has it been like mayim itself? So the kashkashi is, according to this girls in the tisef, that the mikveh riyos ha tzipurim kimayim, that if, let's say, a person when he stayed in the mikveh. So part of the body, instead of being immersed in the water itself, will be immersed in the bubbles of the water. So then the mikveh is not anyway. But since we have halacha that even if somebody will be immersed himself, part of the body in the skin of fishes, in the skin, since he's briyoseh himseh hamayim, it's considered like immersing himself in the water itself. So why should the bubbles of water be less effective than the skin of the fish? But, I mean,